this interview with Dr. Vasily Belukharov of the University of Cambridge on Dwarf Companions to the Milky Way is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to jodcast.net.
I'm standing with Dr. Vasily Belukharov. Can you tell me about your discovery on Milky Way dwarf galaxies?
Sure, we have found a few satellites of our own galaxy, the Milky Way. I think the best way to visualize what we have done recently is to imagine our solar system with the sun in the center and a few planets spinning around. All the planets haven't been known for thousands of years, so only the brightest ones from early on, I believe. And the fainter ones were discovered quite recently, so you had to use a telescope to find these fainter ones. And it's the same with our galaxy. The very bright satellites, well, smaller galaxy in essence, that are spinning around the Milky Way, were found for a long time. And now we found the much fainter ones. And essentially, before they were 10 or so known, and we've increased the sample by a factor of 2, found another 10.
So these are galaxies that are not too very far, but they're very difficult to observe because they're very faint.
Yes, exactly. They're just much smaller than your typical galaxy. And in fact, almost all of them, we found 9. All of them are, but one, are invisible. What I mean is that when you look at the image of this part of the sky, you don't see anything there. You don't see a galaxy or a ball of stars or some kind of concentration of stars. It's only when you plot the density of stars in that area, you will see an enhancement, and that tells you that something is there. And that's because they are so fluffy, so small mass for such a big size basically doesn't produce a visible concentration of light. If you want to see an object like this, you have to move it far, far away, so then you will see a concentration of light. So one of these objects, one of these satellites that is very far, you can actually see it, but the rest is invisible.
So you actually detect a single star rather than the whole galaxy?
You start by selecting stars, measuring their light, position, and the color, and then plotting density of the stars. And that's how you discover these things. Yeah.
So what do you use to observe these stars?
We used a data set that was already available, that was a Sloan Sky Survey. And this Sky Survey, it's essentially a telescope that scanned the entire sky available from that observing site. And most of these images, humans never seen them. Then they were given to a computer. That computer then detected stars and galaxies, measured their fluxes. And that was all stored in a database that is publicly accessible to anyone. So all we did, we just took the database and started playing with it.
So you used the Sloan Digital Sky Survey to find these dwarf galaxies?
Exactly.
Thank you very much.